Welcome to the special one-year anniversary edition of the Not Null podcast. As a special bonus, stick around to the end to hear the full version of our theme song. I'm just an AI voice. But here are your real hosts, Kevin Doyle, Sarah Kimmel, Paul Bratzlavsky, and Bobby Davis.
In our Skynet Watch section this week, we are going to talk about the Robo Dog with a flamethrower. I can't believe we're actually talking about this.
Beautiful.
But it is
here we are.
It is up for sale. We've talked about some crazy things in the past on this show, but this one probably the craziest of all. The reason being, when I first saw this story, I was like, "Wow, this is one of these like crazy Boston Dynamic robot dogs. This thing must be $70,000." And then I continued reading. This thing is called the Therminator. It is based on a platform called the Unitree Go One robotic dog from a company in China. Unitree is a Chinese company. This thing can send out a 30-foot stream of burning fuel for up to 45 minutes on its largest battery. It runs at 17 kilometers an hour, so it will chase you down with its flamethrower. It has built-in LiDAR scanners and cameras, and it can detect, do face detection, so you can burn the person that you intend to burn. There is no pricing yet for this individual. I don't know even what to call it, like, amalgamation of two technologies, robot dog and flamethrower. But if you wanted to make this right now, you could. You could make this for the low cost of $2,700 for the robot dog and I think $700 for the flamethrower. And you can stick those two things together. For $3,000-something, you can have a robot flamethrowing dog of your own. So, Paul, how many?
Hold on a second. Let me finish placing my order. First of all, I love their video that they're showing in this article. It's literally a Terminator robot lighting a neighborhood on fire.
They've called it the Therminator.
Therminator. I mean, yeah. It's like, is there like an age restriction? Like how old do you need to be to buy it?
I'm sure it's from China.
Yeah, exactly. So let me put like my tin hat on first. I heard from China, so I'm like, if I was a part of Chinese government and we sold like a million of these units with like a backdoor secret code that at 12 p.m. on next Christmas, it just lights everybody's neighborhood on fire. I mean, they'll be bad. I'm not saying that's what they're doing. But all honesty,
stop giving people ideas, Paul.
No, but with all honesty, like I'll definitely buy one because... Without the flamethrower, because I want to put like the anti-aircraft gun that I have at my house on top. No, I'm just kidding.
So you joke about that. But
that's what I'm saying. It's not a joke.
But
it's somebody.
It's not a joke because here's the deal. The flamethrower that is attached to this, by the way, is on a rail system. So you can buy the flamethrower on its own, right? It's called the Arc flamethrower without the robot. Right now you can buy this, right? This flamethrower. It has a rail system. If you look on their website, the literal sample that they give you is attached to a weapon. So what that means is you could also attach a weapon to your robo dog. It uses the same attachment system. This is, I don't even know what to say about this.
If you have a bunch of toddlers and you give them scissors, this is exactly what this is for adults. This is exactly what it is. It's like people are going to get hurt. The house is going to get on fire. This company is going to get sued to oblivion.
They're in China. What does it matter?
True. But I'll tell you this. Look, like next Christmas, do I get the Vision Pro or do I get Terminator? I mean,
at the same price.
Dude, like, this is like for Halloween. No one's going to come to my house. Are you kidding me? Like, hey, we're going to paper like your house. No, you won't, you little bastard.
I said exactly the same thing. I'm like, which one am I getting? At these prices, I'm like, seriously, dude, do I have a use case for it? No, I have no use case for this, none whatsoever. It literally has no use case, by the way. They don't pitch a use case on the website at all.
Do I want one?
Yes. I'll go for it.
So what are you going to do with this, Sarah? What are you going to do with your robot?
I'm not going to, but I live in a rural area and like people burn their fields. I could see this being somewhat helpful for burning your field. Is it necessary? No. But... Hey, I mean, it's like those lawnmowers, you know, if I've got a robot dog that can like burn my field for me automatically, I mean, I might lean towards that. The other side, though, is my brother, who is a Los Angeles City fire captain, would probably like roll over in his grave about something like this.
Yes.
You know, I think it's perfect. I have this lady that lives near us, has this dangerous looking dog that tried to eat me. So I feel like I need an equivalent companion that could protect me in the same manner by barbecuing her dog.
Is a use case allegedly for this home security?
Do you think in any way? That's the only thing I can think of.
Overkill. Overkill, honestly, though. You'd burn your house down.
Jesus Christ.
It just stays in the front yard, though.
I'm like,
but it turns around and there's your house. Like,
that's
flame
special
rep.
If it's not in your family, it burns. You know, that's what you do.
Listen,
what's the liability on something like that?
This is just like, so I have a rule of thumb where anything that's capable of facial recognition, you don't give them pointy sticks or flamethrowers. You know what I mean? There's got to be a line that you draw somewhere. I'm pretty excited because this is kind of cool, but I'll probably get one without the flamethrower, to be honest. But what I was really, really surprised is by the price. For $2,700.
Yeah, Yeah,
although it's made in China, it probably took him like $100 to make. It's probably bad quality. I don't know, but yeah, whatever.
Well, here's the thing, right? Clearly, we've seen Boston Dynamics RoboDogs, right? They've been around for a long time now. We've seen that. That's kind of the gold standard of these things, right? I have a feeling that this is the stolen IP of Boston Dynamics, which China has been accused a lot of. And this is basically their cheap consumer version of a Boston Dynamics dog. And Boston Dynamics has zero recourse against this because they are in China. They literally can do nothing against this. Like, they also have professional versions of this, by the way, too. Wow. They have this Alien Go and this Z and B one, which aren't $3,000. They are $50,000 and $100,000 respectively. So they have high-end versions of it. But the fact they have this cheap one that you can just buy and run at home is insane.
Paul, don't worry. Yeah, cool. Come Christmas time, it's going to be on Temu for like $20.
Listen, I am just so excited right now. This is definitely going to be my not null list because literally I was thinking, what kind of apps can I create with Vision Pro? Because I was like, their, you know, development kit is out or, you know, whatever. And now like the answer is right there is you build an AR thing that allows you to control your fire setting death
through goggles.
Thing machine that you gamify. So this is what I like. This is crazy. I'm not going to do it. But imagine someone makes like a cool game for, oh boy, for Vision Pro, right? And it's literally a game. And the game is like you have like this cute character that walks around and it sprays people with water. It's like a set in this like beautiful like Candyland type of, all kids love it. But what kids don't understand that somewhere there's a machine with a flamethrower attached to it, which is controlled by the little game that kid has no idea. And all the characters that he sees in the game are actually neighborhood cats that they're chasing. And this is just terrible. I love cats, by the way. I would never do that. But I'm just saying, like, that's an app idea, you know?
This is a season seven episode of Black Mirror, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the plot of Ender's Game, the movie. I mean, like,
Right. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. No, it is. It's like, you know, I think I'm going to get one. I'm going to get two.
Well, now we've found out what could get you banned from Amazon. If the Amazon driver comes to your house and you set the Amazon truck on fire, they have a right to shut down your Echoes and all your devices. So
agreed.
Now we know.
I think we can all agree on that.
That's the limit.
I think that's the line.
But
that's the line.
So can you buy one right now, basically?
You can. Yeah, you can buy it. You can literally add to cart and buy it right now. Yeah. So there are some hidden costs too, by the way. There's $1,000 shipping cost per unit, which clued me onto the first place. I was like, where are these guys located? That's maybe look them up. When you scroll all the way down, you do see that they are, if I scroll all the way down, you will see that they are based in China. I was like, oh, that's why it's $1,000 shipping.
Yeah. And there's a tariff.
And there's a 25% duty on this as well. Yeah. So you got to pay 25% on the $2,700 as well. So it's not as cheap as $2,700. It's $37 plus then the 25% duty. Yeah, so you're probably coming in somewhere around $4,000, something like that.
The question I have is the U.S. government just going to be like, hell no?
Right.
That's
what
I'm
wondering. Well, here is the issue, because I agree, because of IP issues, because I genuinely do believe that it's probably a Boston Dynamics like intellectual property made this thing. I don't think they created this thing, especially not these prices. Secondly, there's issues with, we have issues with Chinese companies and data. We've talked about this a lot on here, TikTok being one, but companies like Wise too, with cameras and their lights that Paul loves so much and those kind of things. Like, and this being another, this collects a bunch of data, right? It has cameras, it has LiDAR sensors, it's scanning your entire surroundings. That data is 100% going back to China. Is that an issue? I don't know.
I think it is.
Of course it is. If they could control it, if they could receive data from China, like what they, that means they could update the firmware to make it do like whatever crazy thing in there. But like, but to me though, for the tech included, like for someone who likes to tinker, like buy one, take it apart, reprogram it for that amount of money, like it might be worth it. But
I agree. Yeah, you know, I agree. It seems fun, doesn't it? And that's why I'm thinking like there's this toss up between, do I want one? Yes. Are there security implications? Yes. Could they ultimately, there's this thing. So let's say that we all bought the RoboDog, the whatever they call it, the Terminator, right? And all that data is going back to China. And China's like, you know what? Just turn on all the Terminators and just have them cause chaos.
Exactly. Would
they do that? I don't know. Maybe.
Of course they can. Of course they can.
That's a worry.
Of course they can.
Yeah.
If Windows could auto update your computer without your permission, of course China could do killer robots. That you could,
no, not AI, iRobot, where they all get the update. Exactly. Yeah,
yes. Exactly. That's why I said it's like Order 66 in Star Wars.
Yes.
Right, yeah, same thing.
But crazy. That's crazy that we live in a world where you could buy a robot with a flamethrower that has the ability to identify your face and point the thing.
It might be the craziest thing we've ever talked about here, but also. Yeah. The reason that I wanted to talk about it too was the fact that it's not only like sci-fi and feels like way futuristic. You can actually buy it right now and you don't have to have $50,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's insane that you can spend about $4,000 and just get one shipped to you from China and have a flame-throwing robot. It's just nuts.
You don't have to be Batman to...
It'll be hilarious if one of us buys it and while we're doing like a stream, it just comes up behind you like, all like, hey...
So that's it. Reviews next week when they, when they come in. It's going to be somebody's null or not null, that's for sure.
Imagine if they sponsored us and it's like, oh, it's really, really cool. But at the same time, I think we're breaking some sort of laws promoting fire, creating, you know, breathing machines.
Let's move on. Let's move on to our final story before we talk about our recommendations.
Yeah,
let's
talk about this.
This is okay.
My time to shine.
Let's talk about LK99, the new online sensational superconductor. So, Bobby, I'm gonna hand this over to you. This is I know you've been following this thing, and please educate us on LK99 and superconductors.
So, superconductors, if you don't know, and this, I'm not a material scientist, okay.
But I don't think any of us are, right?
Just nobody has unless just Sarah's holding out on us. We don't know. But like,
oh, sorry. Did you see my degree back here? I better hide that.
There's some real work that goes on in this. So like this seemingly right now is in the science fiction realm of like, can you make a superconductor at room temperature? So in 1911 or something like that, this guy wanted to transmit electricity. He dumps it in liquid helium and he finds out, hey, if you make it super cold, it doesn't lose heat and heat is energy. And so when we transmit electricity from wherever you get your electricity from, the power plant to your house, it loses a lot of the power due to heat loss. Same thing in computers. That's why computer rooms have to be cooled. Same thing in your car, electronics and everywhere. If electricity didn't lose heat in transmission, it would change the world. We would have lossless electricity. Electric cars would be way more efficient and things could fly because what superconductors also do is resist resist magnetic fields. And so like if you put a magnet magnet underneath an electric, it'll float. A superconductor will
float.
And that's
what this image is, right? That's what these images we see all over online.
So we can finally have hoverboards from Back to the Future.
Yeah. So here's where it gets weird. And so this is where me and Kevin talked about earlier today. We didn't argue, but we were saying, he thinks I'm crazy. This is why I think that this might be real. Now, can someone take this guy's work in on LK99 and say, has it been replicated yet? It hasn't been replicated yet. But here's where it gets kind of weird. And so if you're watching History Channel, Paul, put on your tinfoil hat right now. Okay. There's been stories since the early 2000s that superconductors existed. All right. So this guy graduates from college in 1999. That's also working for the Navy. 2006, there's see UFOs that fly around the Nimitz character that looks like a superconductor UFO. It's a cylinder shaped object that flies around. It's faster than any plane on the planet. This is an 06. Fast forward to when we're at 2022, we're having hearings in Congress now about UFOs. The only way a UFO could fly is if it had a superconductor. Okay. I don't think UFOs are from other planets. I think we make them. And if we do, this is how we would do it. And if I can imagine it, I know material scientists can't. There are patents in the U.S. Patents Office where they have patented superconductors since 2017, 2018, that they've talked about these patents before. And they're in the U.S. Patents Office. So is it real? Who knows? A lot of people think that it's not real. It's in fair cell. It's junk science. No one can replicate it. The Chinese tried to replicate it this week, but they said they got it down to 100 degrees negative Kelvin. It's still super cold, but not as cold as like negative 282 or something like that. So here's what I do think, Kevin, and this is why I think it could be real, is if you think about that it works at super low temperatures, that it is working right now. It's not like superconductor is like magic altogether. They do work. Can we just do it at room temperature? Then you factor in things like cell phones that we saw in Star Trek in 1960s that were just like super magical, talking computers in Star Trek. Ray Bradbury in Fahrenheit 451 talked about iPods. I mean, drones were in the first Dune book. All of these things that these guys write about 50, 60 years before it ever came true, it seemed like science fiction until it wasn't. And if you can think about, imagine when the first light bulb came out and it's like, wow, that thing lasts for longer than 2 minutes. Yeah. And so like, you're like, wow, I can light my house all night long. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Just power transfer. When Tesla made the first electromagnetic dam in Niagara Falls and he powered a whole city with power, it's like, pff, it's mind blowing. So now what we're saying is, can these guys do it? I think they might have. No. I mean, I think they might have, but I can't prove it. I can't go. I'm not the one on YouTube saying I'm going to cook some, you know, copper and lead together in my basement. And I don't believe those videos, but I believe in material science videos, especially in the Navy, if they're filing patents for it. Now, what this could be, though, and I'll stop my rant after this. It could be true that the reason the Navy filed the patent, the reason we have UFOs talking about it, is to make China go out and research superconductors at room temperature and spend $1 trillion on it. It could be that, all right? And this whole thing is crazy. But here's the other thing that makes in our tinfoil
hat, we're totally super close. Why don't you guys get there too?
Imagine this is just statistically improbable. The guys in Congress talking about UFOs, the exact same day this story from this guy in Korea comes out about a room temperature superconductor. It's the same day. Why is in Congress the same day? To me, that looks like a coordinated effort to disseminate information, either true or false. I don't know, but I don't think it's like complete fantasy land because you can watch a YouTube video and see a superconductor float around on a magnet. It's kind of cool if you ever watch one. It is very cool.
I was watching Kevin's face the whole time and he was like, his eyes were on. But Kevin, just to make this even worse for you, as soon as, Bobby started talking about UFOs, I was like 100%. And my take is a little bit different. So, because I got to keep it going. Come on, bro. So, my take here is that they're like, God, all these like people, they're seeing UFOs. We can't hide them anymore. They definitely exist. So, how can we make the public think that there's a real chance that UFOs are real? And so, we're going to make up this weird story about this superconductor so people could be like, hey, these UFOs, they're not like interdimensional like portals from hell. They're actual crafts made out of this K whatever thing. By the way, I reproduced this experiment myself right here. I have like right there, look at that right there. It's floating. If you look really close, it's amazing.
Wow.
It's levitating. Wow. I'm actually okay, not even sitting on my chair. I'm levitating right now because my whole chair is made. But to be honest, though, if it is true, it will be like an amazing discovery. But one thing that I heard like somebody was saying is that even if it is true, we're not going to see the benefits of it for another like 50, 60 years. So it's like it's not going to be in our lifetime.
Agreed.
But,
yeah. I agree with that totally.
I don't know like what is more believable at this point, like the UFOs or this element. But... here's the funny thing, like, so when I was little, like, I'll tell a little story, and I remember waking up early, like, in the middle of the night, and seeing this light out the window, and when I look, like, I can't see because it's so bright, and then I look at the bed where my cousin was sleeping, he's gone, and I'm like, where the hell is he, you know, like, and I just, like, freak out. And then I get up out of my bed to check him out. And I see this weird little shadow, like kind of looks humanoid, but I can't tell what it is. And the more close I try to get to it, the more my stomach hurts. And so like I go in bed and lay down. And then, you know, and then I was like, go to sleep. And the next day I wake up, I'm like, to like my mom, like I was abducted by aliens. That it was just a bad dream because I watched like the Encounter of the Third Kind the night before, and that was just like so fresh in my brain. But as a little kid, I really believed this like abduction UFO. And my mom was like, "No, there's no UFO because your grandma and I, we stayed up talking until this hour of the night. Nobody came. Like you were dead asleep. Nothing happened." But part of me wanted to believe, just like I want to believe right now. Like, come on, Nelky 99, come on, come on.
So yeah, I mean, and that's part of the thing. Like, the want to believing this is great because it is. Like, if this is an actual thing, it's great. But this isn't a natural thing.
Wait. Like, is this more junk than lizard people?
it's in the same. This is the
you
same.
You know, be hilarious.
Same
if both exist, like lizard people exist, and this is the element they use to come from underneath the Antarctica to like kidnap children or something. I don't know.
Here's the thing. I am like total skeptic camp on any claim made by some dude in South Korea who then cannot be reproduced on something on this level, right? Because that's the thing. You have to be. You can't just take this and say like, well, because it can happen at low temperatures, it's not a giant jump to happen at regular room temperatures.
It is a giant
jump. That is a giant jump. That is a massive jump.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
Like jumping from flying thing in the sky to... well, that must be from another planet. That's a giant jump too, right? Because that's what a lot of people do. They make that jump.
I was going to say, I want
to be clear, what I said about UFOs is not that I think they're from other planets. I do think the Navy has an advanced drone. And if it does what they say it does, given the things that anything is imagined, this is the only way they could do it with a super.
While I agree, that's more likely than being from another planet. Yep. It's also, for me, in the realm of you got to prove it. So... right. It's still
with discoveries
fantasy.
Like this one, like, no, like not like some random scientist in Korea or anywhere is going to come up and make it public. Because if you're the one who discovered like such an element, like the amount of money and power you could have and the greed, if anything, you're going to keep it secret from as many people as possible and just like contact like the right people, like the government, like whatever. But I don't think like, this is something someone would say publicly. Like, we didn't know the atom bomb existed until they used it, you know? And it's like the same thing. Like, this is, you know, potential of changing the world. It's like, no, we're not going to know it existed. Yeah, exactly. And so,
it shocked the world when they did it, for sure.
It is. And don't forget, they pushed this out, right, as a paper to tell people exactly how to do it. So they basically gave you the recipe, right? They said, hey, here's the recipe. Here's how we did it. You can repeat it. Although apparently scientists have looked at their paperwork and said, well, there's some things that are a little bit weird about this. It doesn't seem quite right. So there's some skeptics instantly. But literally, I will say nobody's been able to replicate it.
Because
the people that have been able to replicate it, at least some of them have already come out and said, well, actually, I faked it for the
They've replicated. I just replicated it.
Because there were some. There were some. There was a Chinese one who came out and said... But that's what was happening. People were replicating it for the clout, right? Because they realized, hold on a minute, this is like got big news at the minute. This is becoming a thing. Like, I need to jump on this bandwagon. I need people to come look at my thing too. So I'm going to fake it. So any of the ones that have said they've replicated have been fake. No actual scientist of any clout has replicated this yet. Therefore, for me, it is junk. One person has said it. This is the same. These South Korean guys, for me, are in the same realm as the guy that got abducted by the alien last night. Same realm. It's one dude. It's one dude who said he was abducted by the alien. Same one dude has said he's created this superconductor. Until but that's somebody
the
beauty else of, does,
like, the scientific method is that if it is legit, people are going to be able to replicate it and make it and whatever. And you know, we'll see what happens. But at the same time, it's like something this important. I don't feel like some random dude is going to like whatever.
So
it's just a story.
So to put it back to the History Channel, you know, aliens, my favorite show, whatever it is. LK99 stands for the year 1999. This is supposedly by an accident. He saw this in a lab and they couldn't replicate it. He went on to research battery technology, and for 25 years, he had to, these other guys devoted their life work to doing this, and so they finally cracked it. Now,
this Savitar is a laughable movie plot. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd watch that YouTube video. Cesar. Yeah, Savitar Cesar Paez graduated with his PhD in electrical and electrical and material science in 1999. He's the one that filed the patent in 2016 with the Navy on superconductors. Just weird.
Just no, 100%. We got to do a separate channel. Separate channel. Like, that was the funniest thing about that show. Like, the wilder the claim was by him, the craziest his hair got. And so I was just watching the show literally to see how crazy is his hair going to be. But the part that blew my mind, I remember, like, growing up watching History. I love aliens, conspiracy theories, but I knew, like, it doesn't belong on History Channel. And then one day I woke up and I'm like, History Channel's anything but history. And I'm like, what happened? And I guess it's like money speaks. Like, yeah, look at that hair. Look at that guy. Look at it. Like he's squinting. I'm not saying this was aliens, but it was aliens. Look at him squinting because he can't believe the BS. He's like spinning. He's like, yes. He can't, like, he's having a hard time seeing through all the BS like he's putting out there. But yeah, look at that. Like,
classic.
But I think it's good for our viewers to know that why this is exciting. If we could transfer electrical power from a power grid to your home losslessly, our power consumption would may go down. Some say that's up to 70% of all electricity is lost to heat in transmission. We could make quantum computers for the first time, because now those are, whatever they're experimenting with, are done by super cool superconductors. We could make car batteries. I don't know how much smaller they get. They would get a lot smaller. Car electric engines would have to be redesigned to use these materials. They would be more efficient. You could make, for the first time, maybe an airplane that could fly electrical, because right now an electrical airplane isn't really possible because it would be too heavy for it to fly. There's lots of problems by making a commercial airline.
Instantly charge my phone.
Instantly.
You could probably instantly charge 100%. Your phone. And it may hold a charge for days or weeks.
Yeah,
which would be a game changer.
The tech's cool.
But it's a conspiracy theory, because
it's just not real.
This is what's happening.
It's just not real. Exactly. So,
like, I guarantee you, if people dig deeper into the story, they'll find out that at the end of the day, Tom Cruise is responsible, because that actor, he keeps getting younger and younger by every movie. So he definitely figured something out. He's like, people are going to catch on. He's like, I'm getting younger. Like, whatever the means are, you know, and he's like, let me come up with this crazy cover story that everybody's going to get excited and they're not going to care. So I could make like we'll have Mission Impossible, like 55, and he's going to look younger than he's going to be like a child, like, which is, that's what I want to know. Like, how are these celebrities getting younger and younger? It's like,
he's going to do, his next stunt's going to be on one of those.
Don't read into those stories, Paul.
I know why it is. It's not good. It's all terrible stuff that they're doing. And, you know, but it's like.
I think that's conspiracy theory, because I don't think that would work. But, like,
yeah, no, we can't. It's not good.
No, we don't. We don't talk about that.
I look at,
I can see the age in Tom Cruise, but the one I can't see age at all is Paul Rudd. Like, that man looks exactly the same.
He's a lizard person.
I would say that an interesting side, I did some research for this. I looked up 11 things that were science fiction and way before they were thing. And the taser was one of them. You can go look up. There's a book called Tom Swift and His Electric Rifle. That was the name of the book. And the guy invented a taser in 74 from NASA because he thought, oh man, that's cool. An electric rifle. I'm going to make one. Portable audio earbuds, the defibrillator from Frankenstein. That's where that was inspired from. They watched that and, you know, he's alive and all that kind of stuff.
Mobile phones from Star Trek. I would say, though, I would counter that with every 100 that was true, there were 10,000 that didn't happen. Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's like, you can't just say because we imagined these things, it became true. just because we can imagine this because it happens in one thing does not make it true in another sense. It just...
My husband always says that any tech that you see in a movie, somebody's already working on that.
Yeah, they would like for that stuff to happen. We would like for the holodeck to happen, but that's not here yet. We can't materialize from one place to another. I've been watching...
what? Oh,
Strange New Worlds.
I can't?
The Fly? You've been watching The Fly?
The Fly, oh,
right,
yeah.
Right, yeah, that tech, like, because it's exist. I mean, that's been in movies and stuff for a long time, but that doesn't exist, and may never. We don't know if it will or won't, but the same with this thing. Like, so a lot of top physicists have said, like, this is... No, by the current state of physics, this goes against the laws of physics. So we would have to rewrite the laws of physics for this to be a thing. So for me, until we rewrite that and fix it, like, it's always going to be sci-fi. It's always going to be untrue until that changes.
Yeah, when you think about the science, like, the energy has to, like, expel somewhere. And so, like, you know, generally it's heat and, you know.
Aliens.
So. How do you solve that? Where does the energy go?
Aliens or something, I guess. I don't know. Okay, so I thought this week we played a little game of this or that. So I basically just came up with a bunch. You guys haven't seen these. So some of them will be softball, start us off with. Some of them, I don't know, maybe not. I don't know. We can argue over them. I know Bobby's going to argue over at least one of these.
Sweet.
So let's start out. Mac or PC?
PC, 100%. I just said it. Fancy.
This one's a tough one for Bobby. I know this one's a tough one for Bobby.
I have to pick one?
Yes, you have to pick one.
If I had to pick one, it has to be Windows just because of the way dev works. But man, a Mac M2, M3 chip computer just is a game changer. As far as the hardware, you know,
but you're saying PC.
I have to, like, Visual Studio only runs on PC now, so, like, you know, that's just the way it is, you know?
since Microsoft canned the Mac version, which was never going to get feature parity with the PC version.
I guess I can move to the EU and petition them to make Visual Studio run on something else, you know. Has to run on Mac OS, you know.
I will say as a PC user, I've never had to install Mac OS to run in parallel on my computer, but I know a lot of Mac users that have to install Windows in parallel. So.
I do it every day. I mean, we use it every day.
Yeah, but here's the thing, you see, Sarah. I can have Mac OS and Windows on the same machine.
But why would you want to?
Because I prefer Mac.
No, I'm saying, like, if I'm a PC, I have no reason to install a Mac OS. I have no purpose.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, well, yeah. I mean, I just prefer Mac OS as an OS, as a hardware, as everything. I'm going Mac. Like, if I had to pick one, I'm picking Mac. I've had a Mac for a lot longer than I've had a PC. I've had PCs. I have a PC right now. We're streaming on one. I'm choosing the PC today. But overall, if I had to pick one, I'm.
And I do think this. I do think the M series chips is a game changer. I can tell you that if I made a 45-minute video on Windows, and I was doing encoding out of Premiere on an Intel machine, that encoding was like 2x, which means if it's 45 minutes, it's going to take an hour and a half to render. Now, if I make a 45-minute video and I render it out on my Mac, my Pro Studio, whether I'm in Windows or on Mac OS, 3-4 minutes. I
will give you the hardware on that. Crazy
good. So Windows, in fact, when we were looking for replacement machines, and so we went through a phase where we bought all Windows Surface Books. And we liked the hardware at first, and then dongle didn't work. They would all constantly go on and off. They were terrible. I had like 3 to 4 of them where they just split apart, where they were just like, where they got overheated and they just come apart. And we just recently switched everyone
to Mac hardware.
But that's a Surface Book. It's a $3,000 laptop.
Lenovo. Yeah. Lenovo is my jam. Yeah. Like, I love my Lenovos. I've got a ThinkPad X1. It's just a beast. I love it.
So every instructor here at CodeFairing has a Mac Mini. I have a Mac Studio, and they all run Parallels and teach from Windows from Parallels. Kevin has he's got multiple Macs. He's got a trash can. It should be in the trash can now.
That I don't use. It's actually back here. You can't see it. It's actually back here.
You know, that's like, the cylinder Mac. You know, that was the that's when they were in their weird phase. It was just a weird design. The whole thing was weird when we got it.
It was. It's actually in the box. I don't use it now. I use a MacBook Pro.
But like the new hardware, Mac Minis, now the M3 and the Mac Minis that are coming out this year. I mean, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, Intel and AMD have to do something to catch up with the processors. They have to keep up with that stuff. It's kind of crazy. We'll see.
Hopefully so I guess I don't know, man. It may make me look at JetBrains I could get JetBrains and run Rider and code on Mac. That's probably what I would do. I have to go Windows. We have to teach people. If it was just me, I'd probably run Rider on Mac. But since I teach people, I'd have to be on Windows.
One of the benefits too of having using Parallels and using a virtual machine is you get a clean install every time.
It's
true. When you're teaching somebody something, you get a clean, you're on the same level playing field that they are. Right. So installing stuff is like, it's nice and easy. And having doing presentations through a virtual machine is great. Just spin it up and you have as many as you like and you just flick between them. It's a good
virtual machines are awesome. I do love virtual machines.
And I'm not saying that's a Mac thing entirely.
Right.
A,
like,
you know, it can be
that's
on PC
not
too.
Just you but guys.
No.
But it's you get just the best that of both. Parallels as a piece of software that runs on the Mac makes the VM, like, I've used VMware and it works pretty decent.
Yeah.
But Parallels is like a cut above all of those others as far as like setting up VMs, as far as them running seamless between. It's really nice. Sure. And that's not Apple's thing. That's just another company that innovated.
Right.
Hello, EU.
Right.
No, I'm not.
Weird. Weird.
That made Parallels that beat Bootcamp. They beat Bootcamp beat the brakes off Bootcamp. They don't even make it anymore. There's like
they don't. No, Bootcamp was the native way to dual boot. That was at an OS level. It was at more of a hardware level. And they quit doing it. They don't have that anymore. It's not an option on the newer Macs. Maybe because of the silicon. I'm not sure. Maybe. I don't know. But Parallels was always a better way to do it anyway.
Yeah. You had to
Bobby, that's
it.
That's not possible. You can't build better hardware or software. Like,
they do it.
It's all topped out. We're there. There's no more up to go.
Let's do another softball one. Android or Apple, along the same lines.
Android.
Are you talking about mobile phones?
I'm sure.
So mobile phones. I'm using a Samsung now, so I use a Samsung S23. That's what I have. So, and I've bought multiple Samsungs recently. So I would just be Android at this point.
Okay.
Samsung Android.
Okay. No. You don't mind. It's Apple.
Yeah.
What?
Here's one that you're not going to like, Bobby. I know you're not. PlayStation or Xbox. And you've got to pick one.
I have to pick one?
You've got to pick one.
But you left one out.
I have that. I've intentionally left it out.
You left out the PC Master Race.
Hold on. You have to pick one. Don't worry. We'll get to it.
PC Master Race.
PlayStation or Xbox?
So the only thing I have four Xboxes in my house, so I would pick Xbox.
Well, Xbox it is then. Yeah. Everybody's got an Xbox.
Yeah, that's what we did. We played a game back in the day, Serious Sam, with my two boys and myself, and we would like network them together and play it together. Shoot monsters.
It's awesome.
We're PlayStation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weirdest controller ever. It's like,
okay, you guys want to know something? My husband like completely makes fun of the way I'm not a big gamer, but there's a few games that I like, and one of them is a PlayStation exclusive. So that's probably, you know, there's other PlayStation exclusives.
Uncharted?
No, but that my husband loves that one.
Uncharted's great.
Take into account who I am and what I love, and go from there.
Oh, you like Kingdom of Hearts, don't you?
That's the one.
It's not a serious game. That's a different kind
of game. No. But, okay, I have not a PlayStation controller here just because I have my Switch in here, but this is how I hold controllers, and everybody thinks I'm insane.
Yes, you are.
Oh. Hey, that's a... Okay. Wow. You know those are called thumbsticks, right?
Yeah,
they're the twin sticks. No. You gotta learn to rock the twin sticks, man.
I can't do it.
This is why you're not good at games, is because you hold the controller that way.
You know, it's the design to hold in both hands like this. And that's like...
Yeah, anytime like anyone in my family walks by me playing, they're like, you are weird, Mom. Like,
I've never seen that in my whole life.
I've seen some alternative ways hold them. There are some things called like claw method where you use different ways to hover over the buttons with your fingers. I've seen that, but I've never seen like straight top over holding. I've never seen that method.
I'm holding on to them like with my thumbs.
Right. That's got to hurt your hands after a while. That's got to like cramps got to like, set in.
No, like I can't.
Like typing. You're holding it like you're typing on a keyboard.
Well, you know what? I use my keyboard a whole lot. But like, because I don't have the coordination, I think, to like move my thumb to the different buttons. Mm. Like I need like, I don't know. It's the whole home row thing, you know?
So, okay. So keyboard or mouse or controller then?
Yeah.
I'm still rocking the twin sticks, man.
You controller? Okay. Yeah. So you keyboard then, Sarah, if you have a choice? Keyboard
if I have a choice, I am keyboard all the way. Like man, I can look over here and like type out a whole thing, you know, like my typing speed is very fast. I haven't done it in a long time, but yeah, okay. I've got a pretty high typing rate.
I don't know which I would go with. That's actually kind of a tough one for me because I use both. I'd probably go controller.
So the reason I go controller is I game in my living room. So I'm on a couch.
Yeah.
And I use my television, 75 inch television. And then
if I have a choice here, you could.
Like just bring it with you.
Yeah, but it's hard to do it in your lap, you know? I think it's super difficult.
Yeah, it is. It's got to be at like at the height here. For gaming, it is anyway. Sort. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, PC or console then?
PC.
Oh, for gaming?
Yeah, for gaming?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, PC. It's the master race. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah. I'll go console just because I don't play very many PC games. Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts and SSX, the snowboarding game. Those are my games. That's a good game. Except I have a new game, but I'm gonna save that for my not.
Okay. Oh, I like it. Awesome. I'm gonna go console just for accessibility reasons. I like both. I would say PC games are you can get a better like you can play the similar games on them. You can play with the controller these days. They do pretty good at that. But just for playing it on the TV and for the cost, I'm going to go with console. Yeah. A good gaming PC is $3,000. A console is $500.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, true. I'm going for the, like, it's almost apples and oranges, right?
But you have a PlayStation and Xbox, though, don't you? Or you just have PlayStation?
I don't have a PS5. I didn't buy a PS5. I have a PS4.
You never got one. You were just like, I could never get it.
I can never get one when I wanted one. Now I just refuse to buy one.
Yeah, exactly. You gave up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Spotify or Apple Music?
Well, let's think about where Sarah's going to fall on this one. It's a stumper.
Okay, we know yours.
Spotify.
So I don't pay for music services, but if I did, it would be Apple just because if I listen to music, it's on my coding machine and I would probably listen to it on Mac. So I do listen to some albums I've bought, which is the Destiny soundtrack. Best gaming music in the industry. I have like 8 soundtracks from them. So I listen to music. It's usually when I'm coding and then it's on iTunes when I do it or Apple Music, whatever you call it these days.
Yeah. Apple Music these days. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will say back in the day, I was a huge Google Music fan, loved that platform.
You were the user.
I was the one, the only one.
Yeah.
But then when they switched it to YouTube Music, it's terrible.
It's terrible.
And that's when I switched to Spotify because the interface on YouTube Music is just the
even
worst.
Playing your local files on your Android device is not a good experience. I have all my music in local files, some of them.
Right.
And trying to find those and browse to them, it doesn't want you to find them. It's like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
I've got them on my device, you know?
So. Yeah, that's not the way to listen to music these days, is it? The days of owning and having the physical files is long gone. We are way into the streaming generation now. It's because you have access to everything, pretty much. Something comes out, I go listen to it. It's just easy.
The one thing that I think is absolute magic, and it may make me actually switch to an iPhone one day, is like, the ability and Google does this okay. Apple is on steroids, where it's like, if I have something on one device, it's on the other. Kevin Shobey told me about this, and I did it. I have a MacBook here. I opened up my MacBook on Studio, and I've had these things for years, and I didn't know you could do this. I can literally mouse from my PC, my Studio Pro, over to my MacBook wirelessly just because it's turned on. I can cut and paste between them. I can move them across. You just could never do that on
Windows. I cut and paste all the time between my Mac and my phone. All the time.
It's crazy good. Like, it's so, that's the one thing where I would say if I could do that, I might switch to an iPhone just so that I can move devices. Because I would love to get, if I bought music from somewhere and I moved it from my device here, I can move it to my phone easier. Now I have to like put it in Dropbox and get the Dropbox. And
yeah, I think streaming is just the way for content these days. For music, it is like you just make a library and you don't even have to download it to your phone anymore. It just streams the whole thing.
Like, it's just $10 a month. It's another monthly fee, man.
Right.
You know? It is, unless you get the Apple One
subscription overload,
subscription whatever, where it's like it bundles in Drive and music and TV and all of the things in one subscription.
Oh, what does that cost these days?
I think $24 a month. For multiple users, so there's two of us use it, so,
and that includes Apple Plus and Apple TV.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Bobby's like, oh, come on.
I'm already paying for Apple TV, yeah. So
yeah.
I will say I have all like my MP3s uploaded to my Plex server.
Yeah, Plex,
and okay. I can play all my like. All my ripped MP3s on my Plex
I have a drive somewhere full of MP3s. And I know I still have it. It's in one of these drawers because I've kept all my drives. If I get rid of a machine, I keep the drive. It's like the one thing I'm not going to like. Because I don't... Yeah. First, I don't know what's on it. Secondly, I would have to destroy it. And I don't, you know... Because I don't want to put it out there and have somebody recover everything that's on it. And I don't know what's on it. Like, personal data-wise, you know.
Right.
So it's like, I don't want to just throw it out there in the wild. So I just keep them. So I've got a whole bunch of drives. And on one of them somewhere is my MP3 collection. From the good old days of when we weren't
of iTunes or like your iPod.
Yes, let's just that's call actually it iTunes.
I think all of my MP3s are from when like I ripped all my CDs to to the iPod.
I'm not saying I was big in Napster and LimeWire, but let's just say that I didn't own all the CDs that are probably on that drive. I don't know. It was a big
weird
thing.
I remember all that. Napster was amazing. LimeWire like is the quickest way to get a virus on your computer.
It was terrible.
Does it still exist?
I don't know.
it was a virus delivery system. That's what it was.
just reinstall the OS every so often. You'll be fine.
Yeah, it was just awful.
The last IT firm I worked for though had a drive destroyer. It would like punch into the drive.
Yep. Yep, so, that's what you need. Yeah, I've definitely gone in there with like a knife.
I always just bring it there. Like, hey guys, I've got a couple drives I need destroyed. Thanks, I'll see you later.
Mine is just in my drawer here. If somebody robbed me, I guess they'd have all my drives from. That's not that would be a thing they would take. Okay, Facebook or Instagram?
I'm going to say Instagram just because it's a tough call. My audience is mostly on Instagram. But I do love Facebook groups. The only reason I go to Facebook anymore is because of the groups that I'm in. If these people could like create some good like Discord servers or Reddit threads, like I would never have to go to Facebook. But it's all about the groups.
I'm just going to shout out again to the EU. I use neither one of these things.
Yeah.
So like, I'm on Threads a little bit.
They're
I'm
a gatekeeper, Bobby.
I know.
They're
it's
a
like,
gatekeeper.
Yeah, I have to use them. I don't use either one of them. But I am on, I would say my top social media is LinkedIn and then Twitter after that. And then obviously YouTube. We're big into YouTube. So I am on YouTube quite a bit answering comments to people on our YouTube channel. But I haven't been on Facebook in 12 years, probably. I bet you the last time I logged in was 12 years ago. I very rarely log into Instagram. Very rarely.
I use Instagram more. Mine would be Instagram over Facebook. I quit it a couple years back, but Instagram I use, but not like a lot.
Yeah.
So I will say now that we've like discussed it a little bit more, for content creation, I'm going to say Instagram, like as, you know, as a creator, but I don't consume content on Instagram at all. Like I hate stories. I rarely browse reels. Most of my social media time is spent either on Facebook looking at groups, it's just my feed of groups, And then YouTube, like I watch a lot of YouTube.
Yeah, I do too. And then that's the reason we need to tax the crap out of Facebook is because everyone's on Instagram, obviously.
Right.
When really it's not. Obviously. It's very separated. It's just so crazy. I don't know. I'm not going to let it go, Kevin.
But let's move on.
Everything's going back to the EU for Bobby today. It
makes me crazy.
Threads, or the application formerly known as Twitter.
So weirdly enough, Kevin, I know we're separate on this. Well, you've been banned, so like you were forced out of Twitter.
I have no choice to pick one here.
But I still like the Twitter interface. Maybe it's because I just like it better. And I find myself running to posting on Twitter more than I do Threads. And Threads is always, oh yeah, I got to push that out to Threads. And sometimes I forget to do it. Maybe that's habit. I know they're mostly the same and they're practically identical, but I don't know why I feel like Twitter is better, but it's really the same.
One of them is run by a slightly nicer dictator than the other. I don't
know. I'm actually with you, Bobby. So recently my YouTube channel, I got a notification on the YouTube channel saying that I had invalid traffic and they were going to limit my ads on my videos. And my revenue on my channel has dipped over 80%. Like,
wow, golly, wow.
For the last month, it's been insane. And so I actually thought it was like, you know, there was something wrong with my account. But somebody in one of my Facebook groups mentioned that that was happening to them and that there was more people on Twitter that it was also happening to. So I went to Twitter, or the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, to like reach out to these people that were also having this invalid traffic. It's clearly a bug because it all happened at the same, like around the same day, to all of these different creators. And there's some huge creators on there, like over 100,000 subscriber creators that are having the same thing. So if you just do a Google search, or not a Google search, yep, a social media platform formerly known as Twitter search for invalid traffic, you'll see all of this, or just go to my Twitter.
I'm going to land in the conspiracy zone on this thing. I think it's YouTube trying to cut off creators and coming up with a reason not to pay us. Personally, I don't think there is no freaking way that the amount of hundreds of dollars we make per month based on the views we have, there's a lot more ads running on our channel than that. And our revenue is 20% of what it was 2 years ago.
Oh yeah.
Interesting. 20%.
Yep.
We've lost 80% of, now we don't rely on this revenue, but if you're a creator and you rely on that revenue, I mean, you know, this is why I think YouTube is ripe for the taking. Apparently in the filings, when Google released their filings last year, YouTube doesn't make money. Shocking. I didn't know that. And I think they're trying to find ways not to pay creators. And I think that's why Twitch or somebody can disrupt these people. I think TikTok has definitely hurt YouTube's business for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Some of these creators, I'm like, they're posting their revenue, like, you know, their ad thing, and it's literally just whoosh, and that's, you know, mine dropped off a cliff too. And what's frustrating about it is they're saying I have invalid traffic. I'm like, well, I'm not driving.
Whose fault
traffic.
Is that?
Right.
It's not mine.
Right. Like, if you're detecting invalid traffic, shut it down. Yeah. Like,
at least tell me where it's coming from.
Right. And they don't. Like, they're just like, hey, well,
you know where it's
stop
coming?
Telling
it's
your friends to
coming from Google.
No, and literally, so I'm in a social media platform formerly known as Twitter, DM group with like a bunch of these other creators, and most of their views come from search. And same with mine. Most of my views come from search. And so that's like really the common denominator we're seeing. So if your search algorithm is sending invalid traffic to my video, that's not my fault. Why are you punishing me? Anyway, all this to say, I didn't go to Threads to talk about this. I went to social media platform from another Twitter to talk about it. And that's really where I see conversations and like real-time events still happening, because it's easy to search. Although Threads is saying they're releasing search like this week or so.
Any day now. Yeah. They're testing it in Australia and New Zealand, I think, is what I'd read.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be key for sure. But like, it's just too hard to find anything that you really like, I want to talk about this topic. You can't do that in threads.
No, you can't at the moment. We need the search before we can do that. Yeah, definitely. So following on from that, then Musk or Zuck? So you guys have chosen Twitter.
First on this one. I've been yelling. So
you going with Musk on this then? Because you chose Twitter?
Personally, I think you have to just make like choices here and rule out.
Oh, something. Yeah. We're talking about, I understand we're talking about the lesser of two evils here. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I understand this is not like a, who do I want to be best friends with? Like, this is one
on
or the other.
On the scale of accomplishment, I'm more impressed with what Musk has done in his career than Zuckerberg. I think Zuckerberg built a thing, and he's done a really good job at monetizing Facebook. I could have never done that. It's really great. But, I mean, he's launched rockets. He's landed rockets. You know, like, he's satellite network. He's got cars. You know, he probably has tunnels all under the U.S. where he can get, you know, I don't know what he's doing, but like, you know.
I don't know. He's still taking that jet places.
Yeah. His black eye is Twitter. And, you know, he's probably going to regret ever buying it. And I think that's the thing where a lot of people don't like him is just because of Twitter. And I think that he brings a lot of his own problems, but if I had to pick one that I like more, I guess I like Elon more.
Okay.
But it's close.
It is close. Like, Bobby brought up some really good points that, like, I think it maybe tipped me one way or the other. But Mike, I think you've changed my mind. Because I was originally going to say Zuckerberg just because I am of the idea of, like, be professional in professional spaces.
He is professional. I'll give him that. Yeah.
Right. And that's the big problem I actually have with Donald Trump is, like, it's just not how I see my president, like a professional presidential person. Like, I could care less about, like, you know, policies and stuff like that. Like, I just don't connect with you because I feel like you are not professional. And so that's the big problem I have with Elon is, like, just be professional in professional spaces. And, like, be crazy other places, but, you know, think about the consequences of your actions. Don't just act, you know, and things like that. So that's what I'm going to have to say, Zuck. But Bobby, you were right there almost changing my mind because I'm like, oh, it's true. He has done a lot of, like, really great things.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of either, but I'm going Zuck too, just because I'm picking them based on not on business achievements, but on totally how they are personally.
Yeah. Similar
to me. I could see myself like speaking with Zuckerberg. I could never see myself speaking with Elon Musk. I just don't think he's capable of holding a conversation with a normal person in a normal way without trying to troll something. Like,
some
I just
days
don't see
he
it.
Can.
And I'd like to talk
depends
to Zuckerberg
on if he's
about
on his meds that day. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the next headset with Zuckerberg too. So I guess. I don't know.
I mean, he might just be evil genius. Like, he's doing all of this on purpose and, like, you know, all press is good press. So I could give him that, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe let's do one more and then we'll talk about our null not nulls. EU or US?
We'll be right back.